Good morning, everyone. Today is the 20th of October, Wednesday morning, 2021. Is it law or grace? The Old Testament is full of not only Levitical law, ceremonial law, the Ten Commandments, and many, many other laws. And the Israelites were unable to keep the law. And so they had to bring bullocks and turtle doves and all manner of sacrifices to cover their sins of breaking the law. Have you ever met anyone who's kept the law perfectly? I'm 67 years old, going on 68, and I, in my entire lifetime, have never met anyone who has perfectly kept the law, except for Jesus Christ. He fulfilled the law, the Bible says, to every jot and tittle. So, you might say, well, Larry's an antinomian. He's advocating breaking the law. No, I'm not advocating breaking the law. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our unrighteousness are as filthy rags. There is none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace. By His grace. Through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. You know, people want to talk about baptism saves you, sacrament save you, partaking of a mass saves you, you know, good works save you. A guy recently wrote a whole book on the fact that you're justified by your works. Well, it's either law or grace, folks. Either God justifies us through His precious blood on the cross, or it's law. Which one is it? To declare at this time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. God's elect are accepted in the beloved. You're complete in Him. There's only one justifier. A lot of people are into self-justification. You know, look what I did for Jesus. You know, we should be thinking about, look what Jesus did for me, not what we did for Jesus. There's been a lot of arguments over the passages in James, the second chapter. There's been a lot of convoluted taking out of context that we are not against good works, but we must realize that all works, good works, come from the author of our faith. It is Him who works in us to will and do of His own good pleasure. We can't take credit for anything. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in Him complete, He died my soul to save. My lips will still repeat, Jesus paid it all. So if you are trusting in your works, you're of all men most miserable. If you're trusting in the law, I had a lawyer tell me one time, he asked me what a lawyer was. And I said, well, tell me your definition. He said, a lawyer is a professionally trained liar. You know, Jesus had to deal with these lawyers. these scribes, these Pharisees, these hypocrites who tried to put everybody under the law. You can't pick corn on the Sabbath. You can only walk so many meters. They had their long robes and their phylacteries, and they were in the highest seats of the council. And they're the ones that end up killing Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, thinking they were keeping the law. Well, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I'm blind, but now I see. So this morning, is it law or is it grace? Well, it's grace, grace, marvelous grace. Grace that can pardon and cleanse within. If we're trusting in law, we're going to do the same thing the Israelites did. We're going to falter and fail every time. Let it be understood exactly what I am. I am a sinner, saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel and rugged tree and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show when I deserved to be cast into hell there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. I hope that's your testimony this morning as well. God bless.